We begin with the latest abortion decision by the Supreme Court. It blocks a Texas law. It reverses an appeals court decision just a few weeks ago. Joining us now is Adam Liptak, Supreme Court reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Adam.
Good to be here.
So in part, this is about abortion, but do you also see the Supreme Court attempting to settle down the consequences of decades of politically charged appointments to the federal judiciary at every level?
That's a big statement. They have been doing a lot of work on emergency applications in the past couple of weeks on elections and same-sex marriage and now abortion. But these cases come to them, particularly in the emergency posture. People make a last-minute attempt to block a lower court decision, and this abortion decision yesterday was one of those.
Does it stand in evolution of the abortion judiciary narrative over the many, many months, or is this going to be many years, or is this going to be a blip?
It's a signal, but a small one. This is a five-sentence order on an emergency application that sort of just hits the pause button on a huge war in Texas over whether the majority of Texas abortion clinics could be shut down thanks to a law that requires abortion providers to meet some very rigorous requirements. The court will probably, and may well this term, hear the case on the merits and issue a 150-page decision that will give us some real guidance on where we're going on an abortion. This early signal is a small one, but heartening to proponents of abortion rights. It looks like it's a little hard to tell because we only know the dissenting people who chose to note their dissents, but it looks like a 6-3 decision with the Chief Justice and Justice Kennedy joining the liberals, and that coalition is one that looks good to supporters of abortion rights.
Is the issue here from the issues raised by Roe v. Wade, or is it more of a general states' rights question here?
The ultimate issue is a follow-on to Roe v. Wade, an elaboration on Roe v. Wade in a case called Casey, which says that states can't put an undue burden on women's rights to seek abortions. And people have never had a really good sense of what undue burden means, but at least some people might think that in Texas, where a lot of women, say 900,000 women, would have to drive 150 miles each way to an abortion clinic, might satisfy that standard of an undue burden.
So this coalition that you describe, which represents a majority of the court, is solidly evaluating this Texas law on the basis of a burden to women, not raising the issue of whether the Supreme Court or state law has the right to force doctors to do one thing or another.
Yeah, I don't think there's any dispute, at least for now, that this is a federal constitutional right. It's the scope of the right we're talking about, but if a state violates a federal constitutional right, it's going to lose because federal law is supreme. But the question of just how much of Roe is left, just how broad the constitutional right to an abortion is the question that this case presents.
If this case is heard on the merits, and if, as you say, there might be a majority that strikes down this law, does this essentially block this channel, this pathway that's developed of creating these regulatory laws within states that affect doctor behavior, doctor practice, that then results in a restriction on abortions? Does it shut that down?
It would seem to shut down these particular channels, but with a caveat. It also matters what the effect of the regulations are. If the regulations are easy to meet or would knock out one abortion clinic out of 50 rather than 30 out of 40, you might get a different answer. And these kinds of regulations, in this case, we're talking about requiring clinics to meet ambulatory surgery center standards and to have abortion-providing doctors have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Were the court to knock those down, hard to see that other states could use those. But opponents of abortion are quite creative in the kinds of regulations that they're pursuing, and other kinds of regulations might well pass muster.
What other states might be affected by this Texas decision, as far as you know, and what would be the sort of next act in the abortion dispute if we look at some of these regulatory strategies that you've suggested here?
John, I don't have a list in front of me, but there are easily 10 states that are making various kinds of efforts, including ones trying to limit the use of so-called medical abortions, abortions using drugs rather than surgical procedures. And it's not clear that whatever ruling we get on these, call it doctor qualification kinds of regulations, would affect those others.
Adam Liptak, Supreme Court reporter for our partner, The New York Times. As always, thanks so much.
It's great to be here, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.